Muli bwanji. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, Pulpin 837. Let's roll the intro. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. You know, today I am super excited because I think this is our, if I'm not mistaken, it should be our second episode this year, you know, and I'm super grateful to each and everybody who's been showing mad love and mad support. Thank you so much. And let's grow, you know. I'm looking at this year, my target is we grow the page to like 10,000 followers on Facebook, you know. So that's my target for this year. So let's do this. I can only do this with you, you know. I can't do this alone. You know, you're the reason why I'm seated here and doing what I do, because you people have shown the support and the love, you know, and it's overwhelming, you know, and I'm grateful for it. So today is special, but I just want to say shout outs to everybody who's been participating in the giveaways. Trust me, there's more to come. And I'm looking forward to organizing something that we'll do for our top fans, you know. If you're a top fan, be on the lookout. So today we're going straight into a segment we call Behind the Song. And today's Behind the Song is called Tonight. There's a song I recently dropped 2 weeks ago. I don't know, probably, yeah. Yeah, called Tonight, and it's a love song. Basically, the song is very simple and nice, you know. It's for a partner who's always in a place where they, you know, they feel insecure that probably they will come when you leave them, you know. So this song talks about like assuring them that you'll always be there for them, you know, no matter what. So that's what Tonight is all about. So I'll jump right straight into it. Starts with the verse. Right. Sunshine, kazubandiwe, all right. Me I go love you for life. Kulibe wina no lie. Oh my. So yeah, just assuring them, man. You know, giving them these compliments, you know, because it's important. Some people's love language is words of affirmation. So sometimes, you know, these are things that you need to understand about your partner. You really need to learn your partner. Very important, learn your partner. So yeah, this is simply just like me, you know, spicing it up, making them feel great, because they are great. Yeah, then it goes straight now into the pre-chorus. For Mukazi, I go fight for you. Give me Kisi, I go ride for you. If you weak, see, I go stand for you. Superman, see, I go. So, I think emotional support is very important. Spiritual support is also important. Physical support is also important. These are elements that make up a relationship, you know. They're part of the elements that make up a relationship. So I'm simply telling them I'll be there for you, I'll fight for you, you know, we'll fight together. When you're weak, I'll be there for you, you know, I'll stand for you, you know, because it's not all the time that you're going to be strong, you know. There are times when it's the other way around, you know. She might be down, he might be down, you know. So constantly like looking out for each other. So this is just like an assurance, like telling them, despite whatever, I will always show up for you, like I'll always show up for you. Always show up for you, like I'll show up for you. And now it goes into the chorus, right?
Tonight, baby, don't worry, tonight. Me no go leave you, all right. Me I go hold you so tight, so tight.
Yeah, then it goes on and on and on again, you know. So, again, it's assuring them, right? Like, I'm not leaving you. And the reason why I referred to Tonight, like it's in the, you know, it's easy for anybody to be there with you when things are great, right? But it's hard for people to be there for you when things are bad. So it's kind of a metaphor of light and darkness, right? It's easy for people to be there for you when things are shiny, you know? But when things get dark, I think that's the most hardest part. Now, that's when you know who's really there for you. That's when even relationships, friendships are tested to the max, like really, really tested, you know? So this was just me trying to tell them that I'm not going to leave you, right? I'll be there for you, even no matter how dark it can, like it gets. I'll hold you so tight, like Superman, because I'm your Superman. Yeah, then it goes on to the verse. Now, this is where the things get tricky, right? Verse 2. Baby looking too hot on this Fahrenheit, at the same time cold. She's my kryptonite. So, the first verse. See, she knows my flows, I'm a now river. When she stares in my soul, every bone shiver. Yeah, I'm also feeling the heat, you know. Those are bars for days. Those are bars. But anyway, yeah, it's simply just like, it's a true kind of like meaning to the first line. You know, baby looking too hard on this foreign height. It's like, you're like appreciating them, you know, how they're looking, you know, all those little details. It's in the simple little details, you know. So it's like telling them, you know, they look great even on foreign heights, you know, they'll still stand out. It's like wherever she stands, she still looks great and nice. Again, Fahrenheit is the measurement of temperature, you know. So baby looks too hot at this temperature she's at, you know, so it doesn't matter, but she looks hot, right? So, yeah, she knows my flows, I'm a now river, you know, like flows, now river, you know, you get it? If you don't get it, forget about it. When she stares in my soul, every bone shivers, like, you know, you're like, oh man, God, I just can't, you know, they make you feel shy, kind of like, you know, that type of thing, you know. I'm so going to get a bar for this. So yeah, see, you light up my world, you're a bonfire. I go ride out for you, see, I'll never tire. Asking God for his grace, so I never tire. See, I prayed for this love, and my God gave. See, I prayed to wait for no microwave. There's something different when you meet the one, you know? Doesn't matter at what stage you're at, but when she's the one, she's the one. When he's the one, he's the one. You go full ham on them. I know. Man, Osaka people will come for me. Like, it's crazy. LSK is just crazy. I know. It's crazy, you know, and things are just like getting, it's now harder to find the one, like the real one, because the dating pool is messed up. Like, LSK is crazy, bro. Like, it's crazy. And I best believe, like, it's everywhere in the world now, you know, like, these days, people are not taking things like, too seriously. Everything is just casual, you know. So, and relationship coach, but just speaking from my own experience, it's really messed up, you know. So when you find her, when you find him, please, man, you gotta take care of them, man. Like, don't ever take anybody for granted. Never take their love for granted. You know, there's this thing we do mostly. Like, ah, no, she loves me. He loves me. You can do anything. Time comes, man. And it hits you, like, it will hit you at your, when you least expect it. Have you ever heard of a knockout? Yes. KO, my G. KO, my sister. Like, it will hit you at your worst. And you realize that what you had was really, really, really great. But that will be too late, you know, when it's now gone. You know, it's like it's gone. So, make sure that at each and every stage, you're really grateful and appreciative, you know? And most important, I just want to speak to each and everybody of you. Have a listening ear. Doesn't matter, man. Ha, him, have a listening ear. All right? If you're a man, have a listening ear. If you're a woman, have a listening ear. Because, trust me, the world is overwhelming and it's a battle. You're fighting the world, you come back, you know, you're supposed to have like a comfort, a leaning shoulder where you can lean on and, you know, speak to your partner. But now it's crazy because now you're having all these things where you have to be, you fight the world, and again in your relationship you're fighting each other. Nah, it doesn't have to be like that. You have to be your confidant. I don't know if that word is cool. Mr. Moore, I don't know. Probably, maybe I use it right. I don't know. But yeah, you know, you need to be somebody, like you need to be their shoulder. You need to be there for them, you know. So it's not all the time that things will be great for her, for you. You know, you just have to be there for each other, all right? So a wise word from me, Santa Paul, a.k.a. the Mr. Studio Girl, a.k.a. Mr. Payne, a.k.a. I don't know what you can say, but nafimbi nafimbi mwesho. So laka, laka, chezi my number from me and the whole entire crew. Make sure that you're following me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe. I got more to come. More giveaways. Trust me, more giveaways. Thank you so much. And it's peace out from me and the crew.